Taiwan's interior ministry says nearly 230 people have been killed by Saturday's strong earthquakes in the northwest. Over 2,000 others are also injured in the quake hit East Azerbaijan province. The two tremors measuring 6 and 6.2 on the Richter scale badly damaged about 250 villages. Tehran slams Washington for the inhuman treatment of its national Shahzad Mirgholi Khan in U.S. jails. Mirgholi Khan was released just last week and has arrived in Tehran. She got arrested at Miami Airport in 2007 and served a five-year prison term for allegedly breaching Washington's anti-Iran sanctions. She denies any wrongdoing. Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi, SAC's Defense Minister Field Marshal Hossein Tantawi, and Chief of Staff Sami Annan. Morsi has appointed Field Marshal Abdel Fattah al-Sisi as the new defense minister. He's also given Mahmoud Mohammed Makki the post of vice president. The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution says the recent failures of Western states suggest that a new political and economic order is emerging throughout the world. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei says the wave of Islamic awakenings among Muslim nations will lead to fundamental changes in global equations. Iraq is still gripped by sectarian violence. In the most recent incident, gunmen executed 8 Shia Muslims north of the capital, Baghdad. Officials blame al-Qaeda for the killings. The incident was followed by an explosion, injuring 4 policemen who were investigating the scene of the attack. Fresh clashes in Syria as government forces battle insurgents across the country. Clashes have been reported in various neighborhoods in Aleppo. Syrian troops have also inflicted heavy losses on insurgents in the town of Qusair in Homs province. A large number of weapons were also confiscated. At least 6 gunmen have been killed in fresh clashes with the Egyptian army on the Sinai Peninsula. The Egyptian army has launched a massive operation to hunt down armed groups in the peninsula after gunmen killed 16 Egyptian border guards at a checkpoint with Israel last week. A mass protest in Indonesia against the bloodshed in Myanmar. Protesters in Jakarta demand the Myanmar government take action to end the sectarian violence against the country's Rohingya population. Extremist Buddhists and security forces are accused of killing hundreds of minority Muslims in the western Rakhine state.